being the hero for everybody else, you get this feeling of validation from being that person, even though it often ends in resentment, because if you are so attached to that identity, you're likely also engaged with a lot of people who continue to suck that out of you and who are not able, not to mention willing, to refill you. So that's something to let go of in 2021. Hey y'all, welcome back to Boundaries and Grace. My name is Taylor Chandler. I am your host and I'm a licensed therapist, and I have a company called Thresh where I help people untangle from toxic relationship patterns. On this episode today, I'm talking about five things to let go of in 2021. So strap in and enjoy the ride. 2020 was a doozy. It was certainly a doozy, a ring dinger. Probably the opposite of winner, winner, chicken dinner. Like whatever the opposite of that is, you know, like that feeling when you, imagine yourself at a carnival and you know that one game where someone has like a big hammer and they're hitting that like pad thing, and when they hit it, it sends up the little thing that's supposed to hit a bell. You all know what I'm talking about. It's like a big hammer. You swing it and you hit the thing on the ground, and it sends up the other thing that's supposed to ring a bell. And you're supposed to, when someone is strong enough and they swing and they hit, the bell rings because they got enough strength to get that ball thing all the way to the top, rings a bell, you win a prize, a big teddy bear, right? Or maybe like a basketball, you know, whatever, okay? Whatever the opposite of that feeling is, like when you hit the bell, the opposite of that is what 2020 has been. 2020 has been when you think that you're going to drink, like you pick up a cup and you think you're going to drink water when really it's vodka in the cup. Have you ever had that happen to me in college one time? I went to Virginia Tech and we had what was called Hokey water, which was probably just whatever water they just put where it's like Dasani, they just like cut the label off and put Hokey water on it. Because I really can't downplay the water. I do remember the water was, that Hokey water was, it tasted filtered. And one time I had that Hokey water in the fridge, and in the morning after a night of being out with my best friend roommate, I reached in and grabbed the Hokey water, and it wasn't water. It was literally vodka. That's what 2020 feels like. When you signed up for something and there was what you thought you were going to get and then what you actually got. Shall I go on? I think we all know what I'm talking about here. 2020 was an unexpected shit show. 2020 was supposed to be like the year of clear vision. 2020, clear, good. Like I got a clear idea of where I'm going. I know where I came from. I know where I'm at. I know where I'm going. Clear, clear, clear. We got nothing but confusion and catastrophe in 2020. So there are quite a few things to let go of. I mean, yes, there were some good things for sure. I mean, my company wouldn't be here. Thresh wouldn't exist if it wasn't for some events of 2020. It wouldn't exist in this way, that's for sure. A lot of really positive things did happen for some people in 2020. I include myself in that. And then also some really shitty things happened in 2020 for a lot of people. I include myself in that too. So we all got some things to let go of in 2021. Let's talk about them. Number one, I just want to get this one out of the way, because if I'm going to hurt your feelings, I might as well do it, you know, before I hook you with some other softer stuff. Let me go ahead and give you the hard facts first. Your victim story. Your victim story. the very first thing that needs to be let go of in 2021. Now, I know that misery loves company. And honestly, most of us have been that person where you are feeling miserable and you would like people to commune with you or around you. You want to share the horror stories with someone because it makes you feel like you're not alone. And there is a place for that. But that place was in 2020, not 2021, which is why we're letting it go. The victim story of all the bad things that have happened to you, all the people that have did you wrong, your toxic ex, and all the ways that you've been gaslit and manipulated. And like I said, there is a place for that. It is important for you to be able to have a place where you can share your story, to be taken seriously, to be heard. Yes, that all of that is important. What's not important is carrying that with you forevermore. Yes, I said forevermore. Like from here on out, that is your story. No. It was a set of events that happened that had a real effect, but it is not your story. It is a chapter. It is a part. It is a piece of the bigger picture. So that is the first thing to let go of, the horror stories of the past. How do you do it? Therapy. Seriously, therapy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Therapy. There are some things that you can do on your own. It would take me far too long to go into every single thing that you could do on your own. But let me just give you one just to throw something out there, because not everyone is ready to find a therapist, or maybe you're tired of the therapist search. You haven't found someone that fits, and maybe you just want to get started without having to connect with a professional quite yet, or you're just tired of doing it and you need a break. Okay. All right. I hear you if that's you. Okay. So something that you can do on your own to start letting go of your victim story is acknowledging that you have one. Admitting that you have one, and because we all have a narrative, we all have a plot line for what our story is and who we are in the story. You have a character for yourself and you have character roles for other people in your life. We all do. And so noticing that you have a plot line that includes you being a character that is undervalued, taken advantage of, depressed, anxious. If that is your main storyline, then it's important to identify that you have it. Okay. Identifying the ways that you've played a role of a person who is constantly getting the short end of the stick. Write it down. Identify some of the pieces of your victim story. Acknowledging that you have one is the first step to releasing it, okay? The releasing is a bit more of an intensive process, so I definitely recommend going to therapy for that. And I really encourage you to let go of that in 2021, because you can't be the victim and the hero of your life at the same time, okay? You got to pick one. Pick one. You will have to pick. You got to choose. And if you don't choose, you are choosing. So I guess I just gave you two things, all right? Identifying that you have a victim story and then choosing to live out a different role. And then the practice of living that out is a different conversation. Okay. So first thing to let go of, your victim story. Number two, people who are bringing you down. So yeah, you definitely have your own role that you play, just like I had a role that I played, just like anybody has a role that they play in keeping you stuck where you're at. You do. You have a piece of that. You have a piece of that. And usually it's the majority of the piece because you're the one that directs where your life is going to go. You are, even if it doesn't feel that way, you are. Okay. But there are roles that other people around you do play, and they can assist you in holding you down. Okay. They can assist you in keeping you stuck. And those people, those tethers the things that are tethering you into the past, those anchors into the past, those people that are bringing you down, it's really important to let them go. So when I'm saying let them go, I'm really saying change your relation to them. So if you are in high contact with people who have you tethered in the past, then lower that contact, reduce the contact, reduce the the intensity of the kinds of conversations that you have or the significance. So when you think about like certain topics, if like you want to start a business and your business is really important to you and it's really important that you have people who are supportive, openly encouraging and positive about it. If you've been talking about that with someone who just is not on board, who always has something negative to say, it's never constructive criticism, it's only criticism, then it's, you don't necessarily have to just cut that person out. Again, it's a personal and layered decision, but what you can do, and I'm comfortable saying should do, I'm comfortable with saying that, is changing your relation to that person. So maybe we still communicate, but we don't communicate about the same things. Maybe I keep it a bit more superficial. Maybe I do keep it a bit more shallow with you. And if you're just a super deep person that is unable to have lighter conversations, then that's something to consider as well, because you want to still be able to be your real self. And that means not pretending. So if you're not able to talk to this person about the weather or your dog, and you just want to talk about big life purpose and big business moves and all of those things, then okay, that's you. And maybe that person just isn't for you in this season of your life. Okay. So people that are bringing you down, it's just really important to change your relation to them, whether that means cutting them out or just adjusting what your interactions are like, what your experiences are like with them. Whatever it is for you, then do that, because you cannot have these like open energy transfers with people that have a negative flow when you are trying so hard to have a positive one. It's not, you should not be tying your energy up and trying to avoid negative people. You should be tying your energy up. And Coco, we're on set here. Okay. We're on set. All right. You should be tying your energy up in sources and people, places, and things that are uplifting you, not tying your energy up in people, places, and things that are downplaying you, okay? Because you want your energy to be moving in the same direction as much as possible. So, okay, people that are bringing you down, those, that's the second thing. On what to let go of in 2021. Don't play with it, y'all. Don't play with it. Don't think that if you can be the one person who can be surrounded by miserable people and still come out the mud. Like, why test it? That's, it's just, you're going against like the law of energy and the laws of the universe, the laws of God. I mean, like, come on. Now that's a choice. That's a choice that you have on how you're going to relate to those types of people. But it's pretty difficult for someone to, like me, it's pretty difficult for me to understand how you want to move forward so badly, but are not willing to change your relationship with people that are moving backwards. I just have to be honest. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that's it. That's that for number two. All right. And what's next? What to let go of in 2021? Oh boy. Hopes that the past was going to be any different. Hope that the past was going to be any different than it was. In other words, it's accepting reality. That's really what I'm saying there. Accept reality. But to let go of the hope that the past was going to be any different. So hang on to hope for a good, optimistic, positive future and present. But everything that happened in the past are things that are literally set in stone. What's not set in stone is your interpretation of the past. You do have control over that. And that's an amazing thing that you get to actually choose and control what the past means to you. Every unique event, every individual incident that has happened to you, you get to choose what it means to you now. What you don't get to choose is what actually happened. Okay, you don't get to choose what actually happened, but you do get to choose what it meant to you. So hoping that that past literal events or facts were going to be different is a total waste of your imagination. If you've been spending a lot of time kind of going over, if I should have done this, if I would have done that, then this wouldn't have happened or this would have happened and maybe things would be different now. You're tying up energy, your imagination, and your creativity up in something that is immovable, that is irrevocable. Okay. If that sounds scary and heavy, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. You know, those things that have been done to move into a place of acceptance. So it's not meant to be the scary thing of like, this is something that, you know, it's not meant to sound scary, even though I know it can feel scary and it can sound scary. I get it. So I encourage you to focus on, again, what your interpretation is of those events you would have wished to be changed. I would encourage you to focus on your interpretation of the event, and then also to focus on the idea that, okay, if you have been wishing for the past to be different for a long time, that is showing you that you do have a lot of creativity and you do have a lot of imagination because you've been using it all to reimagine the past. But unfortunately, that past won't be moved by your imagination, but your future absolutely relies on your imagination. So we're just shifting the energy from the past into the present and the future to things that you can actually affect, okay? And refocusing your energy on things you can actually change. So letting go of the hope that the past was going to be any different is really, really important. Same thing like in the point I've made before, you can't really have one, you, not really, you can't have at all a foot in the past trying to work that out and a foot in the future trying to work that out. You know, put both feet where it actually matters, where you can actually affect change in your life, which is in the present, okay, with the intention of bringing in new and better things for yourself in the future, okay. The fourth thing to let go of in 2021, people, places, and things that don't openly appreciate you. People, places, and things that don't openly appreciate you. One thing we can kind of get self-conscious about is our need for love. But that's a very human, valid, and healthy desire to be loved. And it is a need. If you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, love and belonging sits right in the middle. Okay. Love and belonging, like that, your self-esteem, right? Those things are right in the middle of the hierarchy of needs. All right. Above that, at the very top is self-actualization. So being your best self. And at the bottom, at the base is physiological needs like shelter, food, water, and sex is included in there as well. The physical act of sex, okay, but the emotional validation that may come with sex actually exists in that middle realm with love, belonging, and esteem, okay, because that's the meaning that sex can take on, but the act of sex is actually defined as a physiological need, which is at the base, okay. I make that point because need is very relevant here, like that feeling of needing to be appreciated or needing to feel wanted. I'm not just talking about sexually, I just mean relationally. I want you to want me to be in the room if I'm with a group of friends. I need to feel like I belong here, right? Whether you're with a partner, friends, coworkers, whatever, that is a human, healthy, valid need. We can get self-conscious about that when we've been partnered, either with coworkers, friends, or romantic partners, when we've been partnered with people who consistently depreciate us. So the opposite of appreciation, right? You know, like a car depreciates when you drive it off the lot. You've all heard that before, right? Someone who, the opposite of appreciation, so getting better or more valuable, is depreciation. So when you've been with someone or people who have actively depreciated you, then that has an effect on our self-esteem. Again, one of those needs that we have to feel good about ourselves. So don't minimize that, you know, there's no need to hide that away. Be proud of the fact that you are tapped into this very important human need. So the people who cannot openly appreciate you, and especially those who openly depreciate you, should be let go. The people who openly depreciate you should be let go of in 2021. Anything, any place, any space that does not openly appreciate you, that does not notice your value and speak on it and let you know that you belong and let you know that they care and let you know that the work that you put in, the effort that you put in is valuable and desired. if they're not doing that, let them go. Let them go. Because you need things that are going to reinforce your significance, that reinforce your value, that reinforce that you are lovable. Okay. That doesn't mean that people need to be kissing your ass. Okay. That's on a whole nother, that's way past the point of healthy desire. Okay. Someone that's healthfully desiring you doesn't kiss your ass, right? Doesn't refuse to say no to you. But what they do when they healthfully desire you, and again, this is in any kind of relationship, when they're openly appreciating you, they can verbalize what you bring to the table. They can tell you that it matters. They can tell you that they like you, that they love you, that they want you here. Okay. So anything that is doing the opposite of that is bringing you down and keeping you anchored in a lower version of yourself. And again, it's really important that if you are committed to moving into the next phase of your life and who you can be, that all of your energy is moving in that direction and that you don't tie it up with people, places, spaces, or things that are doing the opposite. And to make that, to deepen that commitment to yourself even further, beyond people who do not openly appreciate you, I would also encourage you to refuse anyone who is stagnant, okay? They're not appreciating you and they're not openly depreciating you, okay? But let me highlight that word depreciation once again. I just framed it as they're not openly depreciating you. So that in another way of saying that is they're not like openly insulting you, openly rejecting you, but they are still depreciating you. They're just doing it by not caring at all. Okay, so you may know that if you have a car and it sits in your driveway for 3 years without being turned on, without being the oil being changed, the car starts to depreciate anyway, not just because of time, but because it's not being actively cared for. So if you have people in your life that are just literally just kind of like taking up space, know that they're not just taking up space, but they're actually, because they are not actively engaged in your uplifting or your reinforcement or your support. And let me just make this note. I hope that you're doing the same thing for them and anyone else who is openly doing, like openly appreciating you. I hope that you're also reciprocating that, because that's the only way that you can keep that energy flowing in your life. If they're not actively appreciating you, they are contributing to your detriment, because they're not pouring into you. They're not changing your oil. They're not turning you on. Okay. So your value is still, your self-esteem, your value is still affected. Your perception of your value, let me be clear, because your value doesn't actually change, but your perception of it, which is very important, can change if someone isn't turning you on, changing your oil, you know, giving a fuck about you. So I would encourage you to lean into those people who are openly doing that for you, and you who you can openly do that with, and not to be complacent with people who aren't doing anything at all, just as much as you are not willing to accept people who depreciate you. Okay. Openly. All right. Last thing for what to let go of in 2021, being the hero for everybody else. Being the hero for everybody else. So this is for the person who identifies strongly with saving the day, with being the person that someone can count on, with being the one who has it all together, or at least that's what the perception is of others, because other people feel like they can call on you to help them get their stuff together. And you get this feeling of validation from being that person, even though it often ends in resentment, because if you are so attached to that identity, you're likely also engaged with a lot of people who continue to suck that out of you and who are not able, not to mention willing, to refill you. So that's something to let go of in 2021. Not saying anything about turning down your kindness, your warmth, or your generosity, okay? Because those are amazing, beautiful traits about you if you do identify with those traits. So it's not about hiding those things away, but it is about engaging them differently. So not just pouring your resources out of you to just anybody simply because they ask, but to be, to have discernment, to be careful, to be more more particular about those resources, those qualities and parts of you that are so valuable, not to just give them out to people who abuse them or you. If they are disrespecting or misusing, abusing those qualities or resources that you are giving, then they are also abusing you. Okay. Those are essential pieces of you that deserve to be respected and cared for, just like the whole of you. Okay. So sometimes that means reassessing who's getting you, how they're getting you, how much time, you know, that's a reassessment of your boundaries. I encourage you to do that work with a therapist or a coach. Like, I have a really good boundaries worksheet that I ask 98% of my clients to work through. Okay. If not 100%, I'm going to say 98 just to leave a little bit of room for error, but it's probably like closer to 99.5% of the clients that I work with to do that boundary sheet. So there are some things that you can do on your own. I mean, you can create your own like boundaries type of worksheet that you start on that just lists what are things that I am not willing to do. What are things that are going over the top that are where I feel like I'm being taken advantage of? Where are some areas that I need to rethink my flow? Where do I need to reassess where I'm flowing into? Do I need to save some of that for me? Have I been feeling drained, but I'm looking at all these people that I'm filling up and now I'm feeling a little bit salty about it? That might mean that I need to change some boundaries that I have surrounding my flow of my resources, okay? So letting go of being the hero for everybody else and really being the hero for your own life. That goes right back up to number one, right? We were letting go of the victim story. You're letting go of being the hero for everybody else. Okay. So you are no longer sitting in a powerless position and you are no longer obsessed with getting power by taking care of other people. Okay. You are seeing that you reclaiming the power position in your life involves you being the hero for yourself first. And that often means taking some time away from caretaking for everybody else and letting them figure it out, because trust me, they will figure it out. They will figure it out. Okay. Taking some time away from figuring out all of their issues and taking some time to focus on your own. So that's something to let go of in 2021. And I think that you'll see that when you keep some of that for yourself, you're able to make better decisions about who gets what, when, and why. You have now fed yourself the energy to be able to make better decisions, which actually I do believe puts you in a better position to be a true benefactor in other people's lives, because now you're making intentional decisions and not doing it out of fear of someone leaving you or fear of not being liked or fear of someone's perception of you changing. Okay. You're doing it instead from a place of power and intention and decision from who you are and what you want, rather than only reacting to what everybody else is asking you for. And if you don't know where to start, taking that time to look for a therapist that can help you get a better foundation for where you can start with them, okay? Which I always encourage anyway, to go with a qualified qualified therapist who is familiar with the issues that you are looking to tackle. So not just a therapist that you really like their personality, but they're also talking about things that you specifically need to work on. Okay. So those are five things I think could really help you if you let go of those things in 2021. Now, I have a workshop that's coming up on Saturday, January 9th, called Letting Go. It's totally full. It's free. And it's totally full for those 3 hours on Saturday, January 9th. But I am going to have some free workshops coming up in February for sure. I will have 1 3-hour workshop for you for free. I also have a 2-day workshop on January 23rd and 24th. That's a Saturday and Sunday for a couple hours each day, where you're going to be learning about and working through some of these things, like setting effective boundaries, understanding and breaking trauma bonds, codependency, what is it and how to separate from that identity and come to a more secure position, attachment styles, understanding what yours is, how that affects how you relate in relationships and how to move to a more secure and confident position, both with yourself and with others. So we're talking about all of that in the 2-day workshop. It's going to be incredibly in-depth. You're going to walk away with some worksheets, with some interactions, experiences, and relationships with others that you didn't have before, who are working towards some of the same things that you are. And it's so important that you find communities of support who are moving in the same direction to help reinforce yours, and also for you to be able to be a light in someone else's life and to share your story and your experiences so that we're all moving towards wholeness. If you're interested in that, I'm going to link that below in the show notes. So definitely make sure you check it out. You want to get on my email list, threshcoach.com, to put your email in. It's on the very first page. You want to get on that email list to see any early registration dates and to get any discounts. Those are sent to your email. And those are the only people that get those discounts if you are on the email list. Very last thing, Release the Rags. I started that group on December 19th. It's a 4-week group. That was the very first round. We are finishing on January 3rd. The next one starts on January 19th. That's a Tuesday. This round of Release the Rags is on Tuesday night. So from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, starting on January 19th for 4 weeks. It's limited to 8 people. There's only 7 spots left. The registration opens, I think it's going to already be open by the time you hear this podcast, but that one spot was taken by someone who was already on my email list and they had an opportunity to register early. And so they did. I want to make sure that you get the opportunity to do that. So please make sure, again, you get on that email list. Please take a second. Just a second to rate this podcast and just another minute to review it and write a sentence or two. If you don't mind, that really, really helps me out a lot and I appreciate it. Y'all, I hope you have an amazing New Year's Eve and an amazing, incredible, uplifting, positive 2021, and that you take the time to pour into yourself this year. And you've already started to do that by listening to this podcast and taking the time to write down a note or two, or to pin it to the board in your mind of some things that might help you move in the direction that you want to go. So nice work, and I will see you next time. All right, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you are looking to do something a little bit different in 2021, the second round of Release the Rags, an 8-person group that I ran from December 13th through January 3rd. The second round of it starts on January 13th. That's a Tuesday this time. It was on a Sunday. This time it's on a Tuesday for y'all weekday folks that don't want to do things on the weekends. It's okay. I get it. So Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to link that in the show notes. All right. So if that group is for you, if you have some things you want to let go of in 2021, or some people, or some habits, or some things, some habits and some people, there's whatever. Okay. Some things that you're ready to be done with this new year, then this group might be for you. So if it is, then I hope to see you there. I'd love to have you. All right, y'all. I'll see you next time.